Welcome to Will It Game, the podcast about stupid board game creation from the makers of One Board Family. Today, I'm with my co-host, as always, Rick White. Rick, how are you?
Hello. I'm doing well. Ready to win, hopefully. I haven't been doing that much lately, so hopefully.
You can dream, can't you? You can dream.
Yes, that's what I can try.
And today, we have a guest judge, Eric Summer. You may know him as the golden voice of board games from the Dice Tower. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to some very serious board game design discussion right here.
Oh, you are then going to be disappointed very quickly.
What?
We tricked him into being on this stupid show.
I feel like I have to focus on the tone of my voice with Eric on the show. Like, I need to talk in more dulcet tones.
You must project. Yes.
Hello, everyone. This is Rick, and I am also smooth and silky. I don't think I can pull it off.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Those words have never been used within the context of Rick White.
So. Yeah. I am smooth and silky. Yeah.
It's all in the mental attitude. I think you can go for this.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
So, Eric, what do you do for the internet? If people haven't heard you before, first of all, that's a surprise. Second of all, how would people know your voice?
Well, I am one of the co-hosts of the Dice Tower podcast. I'm also on a few video shows like Dice Tower Tonight. I've been doing that for almost a decade now, which is
a
little crazy. I'm one of the, I guess, the elder statesmen of board gaming at this point.
Boom.
But my day job is that I narrate audiobooks, so I spend a lot of time talking to people and reading stories.
That's awesome. Very cool. That is something Rick and I will never get to do because of, you know, the pipes and everything. So
maybe we need to start, like, smoking a pack a day to have, like, that grovelly voice that people seem to like. Maybe then I could be like, hey, this is Rick. And I could do, like, character voice. I could be Wolverine and everything that ever needs Wolverine.
That would be good.
Sure. I mean, that's a lot of commitment to take up smoking just for that.
I'm a method voice actor, so I need to make sure I embrace everything that I need
that's
to
good.
Do.
That's good. That's good, Rick.
I've gained a lot of weight for a voice acting role before. It seemed really necessary. You know, that's how it goes.
So let's go ahead and get into the board game pitches. Rick and I are going to pitch two board games, fictitious, of course, to our guest judge, Eric. And Eric, you are going to be the judge tonight and tell us which game is the least worst or the least baddest?
The least worst.
The
yes,
least
yeah.
crappiest.
I think those are all grammatically accurate ways to describe
all,
the game.
Yes.
That's a pretty low bar, guys.
It is. It's very low. So okay. Eric picked the theme of grocery shopping. So I think this is a good one. I like what we've come up with. So
okay.
Rick, let's I concede to you, sir, the loser of the last couple of rounds. Why don't you go first?
Yeah. All right. So now before we start, I do want to say, like, I resisted the urge to go with Supermarket Sweep, the board game.
I
do
know.
You guys remember
yes.
Supermarket Sweep?
You've already made a terrible decision.
Yes. I mean, I was trying to think of, first off, I was like, how does that even work? But then I was like, I've been doing a lot of, like, games that would be licensed products. And I was like, I need to make more money for myself. So I'm going to come up with something else. So the game that I developed is International Grocers Championship, the dice game.
Mm.
So this is the dice version, obviously, of International Grocers Championship, which will be coming out after the dice version. It's a very different approach to board game creation. But, you know, you just have to go with it.
Okay.
The game will be a series of mini games, and the best overall performer in each of those mini games wins. So it's kind of maybe like an Olympic pentathlon kind of style where you get points based on how you perform in each event. All these different events will be replicated with six sets of six colors of dice, so a total of 36 dice, which is, of course, the lucky number for grocers, given that the first grocery store was founded in 1936 by former President Herbert Hoover. That is, of course, a fact I just made up, but that's going to be on the box. When you're doing this, there's going to be a bunch of, like, games that are similar to what you might do in a grocery store. So first one's going to be stocking the shelves. So you'll roll all 36 dice. Then you got to quickly line them up into colored rows in order from least to greatest. Bagging is going to be you roll all the dice. Then you have to put them into stacks And certain colors will represent certain types of foods. So, like, the yellow dice will be your bread, so you got to make sure that's on top of the bag. You got to put, like, cold items want to be together, and the meat items need to be together, so you've got points based on accuracy, speed, and how few bags you use. You'll play the cashier, where there's going to be a deck of item cards, and those cards will have a barcode on them that are six digits that are 1 through 6, and you've got to rotate all the dice to match the barcode of that item. And then finally, my favorite is rounding up the grocery carts. So you'll roll out all the dice, and then you put your finger on, let's say you pick the blue dice to go first. You use that one blue die to go over to another blue die, pushing it around on the table, and you'll run into the other die and then push that die around until you pick up all the blue dice into one big line and push them off to the side. And you've got to do that with all the dice, picking up all the carts from the parking lot as you go. And like I said, the person that does the best overall is the winner. That is International Grocers Championship, the dice game.
Wow.
So my real question is, how is this going to be made obsolete by International Grocers Championship, the board game?
You know, that's, I think, going to require a lot more equipment. This is going to be a more budget-friendly version of the game to test the level of interest. Because, I mean, there are plenty of people just raging for a game like this. I mean, you go to Origins, you hear the frustration in people's voices every year. Gosh, there's still no grocery-based games around here, and I want to prove my skills. So this is something that's filling a void in the market, I think. Totally.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So the board game's going to be the fully produced miniatures heavy.
Oh, yes. My kickstarted deluxe editions. It comes with its own groceries. Yes.
CMON already bought the rights for it.
Oh.
So.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So I resisted the urge. I got a text message from Rick after, Eric, you messaged us, but Rick reminded me that I'm not allowed to actually use the board game, the card game that I actually did develop about grocery shopping, which I am not going to plug on this show because I've never actually put it out anywhere, just played it with friends. Anyway.
But somehow I knew about it.
Somehow you knew about it. So I'm not using that.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm going with the game It's in the Bag. And I've got to credit my coworker, Melissa, with It's in the Bag as the name, trademark. This is a game for up to 4 players that are competing to efficiently fill 3 brown paper bags with groceries. Now, everybody knows this is the hardest job in the grocery store. The groceries are represented by polyomino tiles similar to Patchwork or Barron Park, and players are drafting tiles from the center of the table. Some tiles are basic, such as milk, eggs, bread, pasta. Okay, those are the, you know, everybody just throw them in the cart. You know, these are common and they're very widely available. So you're going to be able to use those kind of as filler. And then you've got tiles with every tile has 2 numbers on them. One is a point value in white. That's your score. And then the other is a small red number that is its support value. Okay. Something with a value of 3 can't sit at the top of the bag. It's got to sit at the bottom of the bag. So the heaviest things go to the bottom. You can't support 3 with a number 1 because you're going to crush those eggs. The game is challenging because you're always building up from the base. So 4 new tiles are drawn from a black bag. Common tiles are on the table. Those are your milk, egg, bread, pasta. And then what you're doing is you're drafting these tiles to put into the bag. As you get close to finishing one, you can go ahead and call up another bag, put it next to it, and start filling that one as you top off the next bag. So basically, players are given a shopping list at the beginning of the game with additional bonus points for bagging specific items that are on the list. So it's kind of the set collection game that's a sub game of it. And then, highest score wins. That is It's in the Bag.
Interesting. Mechanically, this sounds fascinating. I'm a little confused about the theme. Are you baggers that are competing to grab one customer's groceries and put them into bags?
Yeah. So everybody at the table is grocery store baggers. Now, why everybody is grabbing random groceries that they probably don't need and bagging them?
I think you're overestimating the presence of baggers in a grocery store, because if this is realistic, this is a solo game. because there's only one person there.
That's true.
That's what it's going to have to be. Maybe. And the other thing I was worried about is, like, are, like, Instacart and, like, Amazon, like, Prime going to make these games obsolete within the next 5 years? We're going to make a grocery store-based game, and all the kids are going to be like, what is a grocery store? Yeah. And we're going to have to explain, like, we used to go and push a buggy around something that was the size of a football stadium, and we had to...
Papa,
because that's how big my Kroger is.
What's a bag boy? What did they do?
Well, so even now they might not know what a bag boy is, because like I said, they're never there.
So that's my pitch, Eric.
Okay. Let's see. See, I'm a little worried about the thematic disconnect here. Mm-hmm, I've never seen multiple bag people fighting over someone's groceries.
I do love the idea of it, though.
This is a very well-staffed grocery store.
It is. It's
got to get those tips.
Yeah. And from a marketing perspective, I feel like the dice game has the opportunity of losing a few of those dice and forcing someone to buy another copy of the game.
Mm, yes.
So, I mean, that, it practically sells itself. And I think you sold me on the collecting of the dice with the cart.
With the single finger pushing it around.
With the single finger pushing the dice. That's a solid mechanism that I'd like to see used in more games. It's sadly underused.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I think I got to go with the dice game as the least worst.
Okay.
Yay!
Nice. Rick,
I made
this
it
is
to
a win.
Least worst. I made it to least worst. It was the Herbert Hoover fact that put me over the edge, is what it's got to be.
That is not
yes,
a real
it's
fact.
The fact. That's
it is not nowhere close to a real fact, but that's okay.
Jeez.
You know, this is an era of fake news. We got to make up stuff in order to sell our games.
That's right. That's right. This is good. Eric, thank you so much for coming on the show. And are you working on any projects right now that people might want to know about or watch out for? Maybe you're on Twitter and you want them to follow you?
Sure. Well, I'm on Twitter at Eric Summerer. You can follow me there. You'll see lots of board game posts, stuff about my kids, and also audiobook releases. I've got one big one that I'm really happy with that's coming out in the next couple of months. There's a series, a fantasy series called Benjamin Ashwood, and it's gone on for 6 books. I just recorded the end of the series. It's a really great story, adventure story, magic and sword fighting, and it's really solid. And I'm delighted to see the end of that one. It should be available very soon.
That's awesome. Very cool. So that'll do it for this episode of Will It Game. And remember, it's your job, listener, to go over to the Facebook page, facebook.com/oneboardfamily, and vote for your favorite game pitch. Will it be International Grocers Championship, the dice game, or it's In the Bag from myself? So go over there, head over there. The poll will be up for 1 week from the airing of the episode. You can vote. Put your 2 cents in on how this is the worst idea ever, and we love getting your feedback. So, and until next time, we will see you at the table.
Punchboard Media,
where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.
So we're going to get into the board game pitches. How this works is Rick and I are going to pitch 2 board games. That's super unprofessional. Sorry.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
So fired.
Sorry. I did not even realize that my phone was still on. Okay, cool.
We noticed.
I'm just going to pick up from there.